Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha.
So, we'll start this annual camp. How many years in a row is this going on? This is the sixth year of the Shri Lichka Yesina. Yesinitsa camp, Shravana Kirtan camp. An appropriate song to begin a Shravana Kirtan camp is Vajahure Mana Sri Nandananda.
Pretty good.
In Hrvatsky or whatever it is, Bosnijski or whatever language it is, and I'll say it in English at the same time. How does that work?
You can say it in English.
Okay, it just becomes longer. So anyway, the purport of this well-known song is as follows. Govinda Das Kaviraj, the author of his song, of this song, is addressing his mind. And he addresses his mind, just worship Nanda Nandana, which means the son of Nanda Maharaj, which means Krishna. At the lotus feet of whom there is fearlessness, fearless lotus feet. He continues, having attained this rare human form of life, one should take good association and cross over the ocean of birth and death. He then summarizes the material condition, sometimes very cold, sometimes very hot, sometimes hurricanes, sometimes rainstorms, sometimes we're sleepless, we can't sleep, we don't get any rest day or night due to all these and many other disturbances. And we spend our time working to satisfy miserly, useless people. Uselessly working to Vipana Durajana, miserly rascals. What for? Just for a pinch of temporary happiness. Then material happiness is measured in terms of money, usefulness, family members, children.
Članovima obitelji ili djeca.
Nowadays people think not having children is happiness, but previously people thought having children was happiness. The blessing to newly wed girls was, may you be the mother of 100 mothers. If you say that now, they think even to have one is too much burden.
Nekada je blagoslov bio reći mladenki.
So in all these generally accepted sources of happiness, Govinda Das says, what's so great about all this? Where is the happiness in all this? He compares it to a drop of water on a lotus leaf, which remains for a short time and then it falls down. So like this, life is flickering. Therefore, we should worship Hari, the lotus feet of Lord Hari, which is done by hearing about him, chanting about him, remembering him, praying to him, worshipping him, identifying oneself as his servant, as his friend, and completely surrendering to him. This is the prayer of Govinda Das. And this is the prayer of all of us as we open this festival, that we shall be absorbed in hearing and chanting, particularly, and all other facets of devotional service, in the association of devotees, and in this way make steps on the path to cross over this material ocean. Does everyone have a song sheet or access to a song sheet? If you don't have, please position yourself so you can see one, so we can all sing this. Everyone is welcome to turn off their cell phone. Om Agyanati Mirandhasya Gyanan Jana Shalakaya Chakshuru Nilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Taitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shiatah Parakavalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavam Cha Shri Rupam Sagraja Tam Sahagana Raghuna Tanditam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Taitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanditanscha. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Harikriya Vanchakalpa Tarupyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. We're all coming to this festival, especially to Murari Gupta Prabhu and his better half for facilitating this, making the home our home for a few days. You say better half in your language? Say
the
yes, better
the same expression.
At least verbally, we acknowledge that. Yeah, thank you to all of you for coming. No festival if no one comes. It is gratifying to see that devotees are maintaining their Krishna consciousness in considerably less than ideal circumstances. Many devotees who have very little association are here, busy with their necessary affairs for maintaining their families. But nevertheless, without any temple commander to come and wake them up, they get up, chant their rounds, and do all their Krishna conscious services. And remain faithful to Srila Prabhupada and his teachings. Despite the fact that there are plenty of alternatives floating around the atmosphere. So thank you very much. Gives me something to come here for. You, all of you, give me something, some reason to come here. If there were no devotees, then, well, I could come here and preach, but, you know, I'd probably go somewhere else. It's a big world. There are plenty of places to go to. But the fact that you are year after year maintaining your vows in Krishna consciousness, maintaining your commitment to serve Srila Prabhupada's mission, gives myself, and I guess I can speak for Manida Prabhu and others, helps to keep us going, right? Us old men, little big men. We were little men, but we grew older. And somehow or other, out of your kindness, you think we're big men. But that is the culture in any cultured society all over the world, that elders, they guide the juniors. So it is our duty also. But if there was no one interested to follow, then who would we guide? So, yes, this festival is for Bhajahure Mana Srinandana Nandana Abhaya Charanaravindare, for worshipping the fearless lotus feet of the son of Nanda Maharaj. by the process of Shravanam, Kirtanam, particularly these processes. It's a disturbance, but having you jumping around after it is more of a disturbance. Yeah, so let's keep focused on Shravana and Kirtana. And naturally there are opportunities for service, and all this is done in association of devotees. Hare Krishna!
What does this remind us of?
Think of something Krishna conscious. Let's see.
The bumblebee is going around Krishna's lotus feet.
Hare Krishna. That's not a bumblebee, that's a stinging bee. Well, bumblebees. There's so many ways in which Maya has of inflicting pain. It's like almost unlimited, isn't it? That thing, if it stings, if the sting will only be just like 1 millimeter maximum across. But so much. Who's been stung by a wasp? It's quite painful, isn't it? Who's had a growth under the fingernail? Ingrowing? Not that common. It's just a tiny little area, but it's so painful. You can't think about it. Stop thinking about it. Can't sleep at night because of some tiny little thing. And it's quite intense, the intensity that we think of our body at that time. We just don't stop thinking 24 hours about the pain. It's just like invades our consciousness and takes it.
Yes.
And at that time we realize we have some kind of perverted reflection of understanding what it means to be Krishna conscious. Because if we were able to have that intensity of remembrance of Krishna, our life would be successful.
Okay.
Somehow we find it much easier to remember our body than to remember Krishna. That is the song that we just sung. The whole point is to remember and worship Krishna. We have many things to discuss. Shrotavyadini Rajendra Nrinang Santi Sahasrashaha Apashyatang Atma Tattvam Griheshu Grihamedinam. Shukadev Goswami, who is famous for Kirtan, he was the perfection of Kirtan. Yeah, he spoke these words. Yeah. He spoke these words to Parikshit Maharaj, who was achieved all perfection by hearing. But actually we can understand Parikshit Maharaj was perfect already, but conventionally it's said that he attained perfection by hearing. Because he heard Krishna Katha non-stop for 7 days and seven nights without nodding off, without eating or even drinking a drop of water. He was so enthusiastic. When Shukadev met him, these were the first words, they were among the first words that he spoke to Parikshit Maharaj. Shrotavyadini Rajendra Nrinang Santi Sahasrashaha. So thousands and thousands of topics people discuss. But they don't see what is the actual subject to be seen. The subject of who am I? What is the meaning of life? Because they're simply absorbed in family affairs. So this Shravanam Kirtanam camp is meant for following in the best manner we can Shukadev Goswami and Parikshit Maharaj. They were not the first to speak about and hear Krishna Katha. They're not the first because this is the eternal function of the soul to hear and chant about Krishna. So this is eternally going on in all planets and all universes. Not all planets, in all universes, but not in all planets. In some planets they're completely dedicated to forgetting Krishna. But particularly Shukadeva and Parikshit have become remembered and famous for their ecstasy of hearing and chanting about Krishna, non-stop, 7 days, seven nights, Krishna. And fully focused on the subject of Krishna Katha. Because there are many other things that can be spoken about.
Okay.
And even in the Shastra we find there are many things. And they might be very interesting and very useful in the material world. Just like we find in Shastra, there's also Vastu and Ayurveda and astrology and all kinds of interesting things. If you want to become a world expert on ghosts, you can read the Garuda Purana and find out all about the different kinds of ghosts, hungry ghosts and all kinds of ghosts. Thin ones, fat ones. And then Bhutani Yati Bhuteja, then you'll become a ghost. There are many things that can be discussed. Interesting.
Zanimljive stvar.
Those who have not attained a taste for hearing and chanting about Krishna. So we find that Shukadev and Parikshit, they also discussed matters concerning this material world.
I Parikshit i Shukadev su raspravljali o stvarima koje se tiču ovog materijalnog svijeta.
But only in relationship with Krishna. Srila Prabhupada also did that. Srila Prabhupada spoke on many subjects. But only in relation with Krishna. And the philosophy that Krishna teaches in Bhagavad Gita. Once Srila Prabhupada is walking in the park and they're walking past a tree and there are all bird droppings underneath the tree. Prabhupada pointed at the bird droppings with his stick. Prabhupada asked, "What does this mean?" And the devotees didn't know what to answer. I mean, you don't usually think what. You know, bird droppings, what is it? You don't look for some kind of like deep philosophical understanding of bird droppings. Okay. Maybe someone's thinking like the patterns in the bird droppings indicate that the end of the world is coming in 2 months' time. Or Prabhupada said it shows that the birds are attached. They come to the same spot every day to pass through. They're also attached. So Srila Prabhupada saw the teachings of Bhagavad Gita in bird droppings. We learn from, what do we learn from this? Not to be attached. So in this way we may discuss many things, but we should discuss it in relationship with Krishna. The essence is manmana. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, always think of me. And that thinking, of course, that should be favorable. It's also recorded how certain demons, they always thought of Krishna, but they were demons. They thought of Krishna, but not in a favorable way. They wanted to kill Krishna, which is foolishness, because Krishna cannot be killed. They're always thinking of Krishna, but when Krishna says manmana, he doesn't mean think of me as Kamsa thinks of him. He's already dealt with by Krishna. Manmana bhavamad bhaktaha. Think of me and become my devotee. We can say in one line that the essence is summarized. Or smartavya satatang Vishnu, vismartavya na jatu chit. Always think of Vishnu and never forget him. So all the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam can be summarized in a few words. But at the same time, we don't want to condense it just to, it's not like a subject that you want to finish off very quickly. It's not a subject that we want to, okay, now I understood and finished and let's go on to something else. That's the whole point. This is the ultimate, that there is nothing else to go on to. We find in the conversation between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Rai. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked about what is the sadhya sadhana tattva, what is the goal of life and how to attain it. And Ramananda Rai offered various shastric alternatives which are recommended in Shastra. And they were all noble suggestions. The first one, to follow Varnashram and in this way worship Vishnu, is by no means a bad suggestion. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, tell me something more. And in this way, Ramananda Rai made various gradually better suggestions. And when Ramananda came to the point of saying, to hear about Krishna from pure devotees, dedicating mind, body and words in the service of Krishna, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, all right, this is very good. Because so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted this, but he said, all right, but tell me some more about it. We have the teaching in essence, and expanded. In essence, always think about Krishna. And expanded, there's no limit to the expansion of this topic, because there are unlimited devotees, and every second of their existence is filled with remembrance of Krishna.
И всякий секунд его постоянно исполнен сечением на Кришну.
Service to Krishna. And hearing about this is pleasing and gives inspiration to devotees to serve as other devotees have served. Hearing about devotees is very pleasing. There is no topic of Krishna without topics of his devotees. Srimad Bhagavatam means the topics of Krishna, but that means in relation with his devotees. So very simply, that the subject is to always think of Krishna. But if we are to consider what that means to think of Krishna and his devotees and his pastimes, his name, form, pastimes, qualities. The certain yogis, they like to meditate on the form of Vishnu. But that's all. They don't want to go much further than that. For them, he is an object of meditation. They think that they will become purified by meditating on his form. Which is true. But real purification means not simply to meditate, but to offer oneself in surrender as a servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, always think of Krishna, never forget him. And then we think, well, how are we going to do that? We're not Shukadeva and Parikshit. We have some good fortune that we have some interest in hearing and chanting about Krishna. Then, how are we going to cultivate that? One way of doing that is to present topics of Krishna in a manner that will be very pleasing to the hearers. And thus we find in India, still today, it's quite popular that some people are very expert speakers about Krishna and Rama also, Ram Katha, expert speakers. They speak in a style that is very pleasing to the hearers. They may have very sweet voices, and they know many stories about the pastimes of the Lord. And songs, and they intersperse their speaking with songs playing with a harmonium. It's calculated to make people feel nice. So that's one way to attract people to topics of Rama and Krishna. Of course, we find that Srila Prabhupada's style of presentation was quite different to that. Srila Prabhupada, he wanted to bring people to the point of surrender to Krishna. He wasn't interested in presenting Krishna in a superficial manner. Because what we usually find is that with all these popular speakers, is that they speak, people come and hear, and then they go away, and there's no change in their life. Srila Prabhupada, he pushed people to surrender to Krishna. He wanted to awaken people to understand the purpose of human life and act on that principle. In this way, he spoke in the same way as Shukadeva did to Parikshit. Krishna spoke to Arjuna. Krishna could have said to Arjuna, well, Arjuna said, I don't want to fight. Krishna says, Krishna could have become an empathetic listener. Yes, I understand. I can understand. You must have had a trauma in your childhood. Actually, the Pandavas had an extremely traumatic childhood. And their father died young, and they were in the so-called protection of people who wanted to kill them. Not only wanted to kill them, but I mean they actually tried very hard to kill them in various ways. But Krishna didn't accept that as an excuse for Arjuna to become a coward. There was he had his duty to perform, and Krishna, you have to perform your duty. Stop talking nonsense, Krishna told Arjuna. So like that, Srila Prabhupada, he didn't accept any excuses for not surrendering to Krishna. He was pushy. And devotees became ecstatic by surrendering to that pushing. There's no ecstasy without surrender. There's no shortcut. That's a cheating process. So, how to always think of Krishna and never forget him? That is our aim. It sounds very easy. It should be easy. But somehow or other, we don't find it easy. Because we are conditioned souls. Condition means that we are affected by material nature to consider ourselves to be something that actually we are not. And again, it's not very difficult to understand this philosophy. Philosophy or fact or truth. Well, it's not really a philosophy in the sense that people dream up all kinds of strange ideas. It's just a fact, that's all. Sometimes would play. My head. What is my head? Point. My head. My chest. My back. Me. Who are you? Then we realize. It's not difficult to realize. We are not the body, theoretically. But because of material conditioning, we take ourselves to be something that we are not. So the aim is always to think of Krishna. That we can understand, at least theoretically. If we can understand and accept this even theoretically, that's a tremendous advancement over almost all the other jivas in the universe, including many great rishis. Yeah. Many of the rishis we find mentioned in Bhagavatam, they're basically materialistic people. Every rishi is a great devotee. They're all, they may be pious people, devotees of some sort. But you know, many of them, they're interested in going to the heavenly planets. Find Indra, he's always sending apsaras to try to break the austerities of the rishis, because they're doing it to go to the heavenly planets. So someone who has taken up Krishna consciousness very seriously, they're in a very elevated position. There are many verses in Shastra to substantiate this. For instance,
a premier.
Okay, now it's quiz time. Anyone? You can say it in English if you like. Anyone? Vishwamitra was a... I'm looking for verses. A hobatashva pachato gariyan.
Anyone?
Anyone give the purport of this in any language? Even if they're born in the family of dog eaters. It's Devahuti, the mother of Kapiladev, says, how glorious are those, even if born in the families of dog eaters. If the... Of course, being born in a family of dog eaters, that's the very point. It's not at all glorious to be born in a family of dog eaters. It's inglorious. It's the opposite of glorious. But she says that persons even so lowly born, so low born, if they always chant the name of Krishna, they are better than very pious people. It's understood that persons who are chanting Krishna's holy names, they are... they have, by doing that, they've already crossed beyond the stage of performing Vedic sacrifices, austerities, bathing in the holy places. It's already done. So it's a glorious endeavor to be Krishna conscious. To bring that to perfection, one should follow the process given in Shastra, given by the Acharya. In Shastra, there are many statements glorifying the various processes of Krishna consciousness. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, thinking about, hearing about Krishna, chanting about Krishna, remembering Krishna. So these processes have been codified and gathered together by Srila Rupa Goswami in his Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu, Nectar of Devotion. He has presented, based on Shastra, how we can follow the process of sadhana bhakti, the purifying process of sadhana bhakti. Hearing and chanting about Krishna, remembering Krishna, all these processes, dealt with them. And they're all meant to lead to surrendering to Krishna, taking shelter of Krishna, as Govinda Das has described in this song. So that is the process of Sharanagati. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he spoke more than any acharya had of Krishna Prema. That is the ultimate goal of life. Prema Prayojana. Our ultimate necessity is pure love of Krishna. And the great example is that of the residents of Vrindavan. However, we don't find that Srila Prabhupada spoke so much about prema as he did about surrender. Because there's no prema without surrender to Krishna. Unless one is fully dedicated to Krishna, where is the question of prema following in the footsteps of the residents of Vrindavan? The residents of Vrindavan, they're not thinking how to surrender to Krishna. It's completely part of their being that they have no other thought but to please Krishna in all respects. And that is the basis and the very meaning of their selfless love for Krishna. But for us who are on the material platform of thinking how to satisfy our senses, it's not so easy just to switch from being a completely self-centered person to someone who is completely in love with Krishna. So we find in Bhagavad Gita that Krishna presents knowledge of the material world and the spiritual world and presents himself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is to be taken shelter of. Srila Prabhupada used the word surrender, which in English is a somewhat different word from taking shelter of. Surrender to Krishna means to place oneself, I am your property, which means to take shelter of him in the way that his self-interest is served by if he can take shelter of a master. So it's a material example, but it's appropriate to help us to understand that our own self-interest is served by surrendering to Krishna. If we take shelter of Krishna, he will maintain us and protect us in all ways. Because that's what we're interested in the material world, how to maintain and protect our position. Of course, you may think, well, we don't think about that so much. We're more interested in sense gratification, how to enjoy ourselves. In the material world, we can't think of enjoying our senses unless, first of all, there's some basis for our maintenance and protection. We may not always be aware of this even, because in a peaceful, relatively peaceful situation in the material world where there are no major shortages, then people tend to think of sense gratification. They take their maintenance and protection for granted. But when there's danger, then the whole consciousness changes. Just like during the war here, this particular area that we're in right now was a battlefield. It was right on the, it was a Serbian village in Croatia, and it was a heavy place to be during the war. Bihać also was a heavy place. Right? Actually, all of Bosnia.
Cijela Bosna je bila.
I went into Bosnia first shortly after the war finished, and there was hardly a building that's standing. It was just they systematically went around and just blew up every building in the whole country, practically, wasn't it? So at that time, of course I wasn't there, but I can imagine that people's main thought was, their first thought was how to stay alive. And then if they had a little security of staying alive, then their next thought was how to kill the other people who are trying to kill us. How to get food became, it wasn't just, okay, let's go out and buy something in the store. There was no store, there is no food, then what are you going to do? There's no water. You want water? Well, you have to. There's water 3 kilometers away through the minefield with people shooting at you. So we take it for granted. In a peaceful situation, we take it for granted. But actually, we're in a very precarious situation in this material world. Just now I was in Russia, and it was 40 degrees Celsius every day, unheard of in Russia. whole country was yellow, dried up. Wells were drying up, forest fires, villages burning down. And you could sense the insecurity among the people that food shortages are coming. So sometimes Maya presents a situation where everything seems very nice. And then again she makes a situation. Just see, your cat dancing on a hot tin roof, as the saying goes. And then people they take shelter of some Hitler or whatever. I mean, he was famous, but there are so many little Hitlers. But they pray to God, please save us from this terrible war. Or whatever it may be, war, famine, whatever it may be. Prabhupada said in this regard, the rascals, they're killing animals and they're doing all sinful activities. And then there's a war, and then they pray to God, please save us. Prabhupada said, this hypocrisy, why should they pray like this? They created the situation in which they're being punished. So our first concern in this material world is how to survive. But Krishna teaches us in Bhagavad Gita that we don't survive. We're not going to survive. Arjuna was anxious that how is he, now we're going to kill Bhishma and Drona. But Krishna told, I've killed them anyway. I kill everyone in the form of time. So then we feel totally insecure. But then we're advised to take shelter of Krishna. Krishna is our maintainer and Krishna is our provider, protects and maintains. That in this material world, there is no protection, there is no maintenance. We cannot remain here. But our shelter is in Krishna. Abhaya Charanaravindare, his lotus feet are the place of fearlessness. Otherwise, this material world, it's full of fear. Whatever arrangements we make, we cannot avoid the suffering of material. So, love of Krishna is developed on the platform where we're even beyond thinking of taking shelter of Krishna. But as long as we maintain a sense of separateness from Krishna, then we are advised to cultivate the sense that actually Krishna is our best well-wisher. In material consciousness, we're looking for maintenance and protection, but our real maintenance and protection is in the lotus feet of Krishna. So this is Sharanagati, taking shelter of Krishna, surrendering to Krishna, with the faith that if I surrender to Krishna, Krishna will surely look after me. I have no reason to be afraid. The body must be destroyed, either today or tomorrow. But if I understand that I am part and parcel of Krishna, then there's no fear. As long as I identify myself as different from Krishna, then I have to be born in this material world. So this is taking shelter of Krishna with this understanding. And we cultivate that attraction to Krishna and sense of dependence on Krishna by hearing and chanting about Krishna. And performing all activities which are favorable for serving Krishna. And rejecting all those activities which will impede our remembering Krishna. It isn't enough simply to verbally say, I'm taking shelter of Krishna. Just like we find in some Christians, they say, well, you just believe in Jesus, that's all. And Jesus will save you. But Prabhupada pointed out, that's not what Jesus taught. To be a Christian, you have to follow his instruction. So in the same way, to take shelter of Krishna means to acknowledge that he is our maintainer and our protector. But that acknowledgement is not simply verbal, but we have to act in a way that is actually pleasing to Krishna and deliberately avoid activities which we know are not pleasing to Krishna. We should always think of Krishna. Some activities are favorable to developing thinking of Krishna. Activities such as coming to this camp
are
favorable for thinking of Krishna. Some activities are not favorable for thinking of Krishna, such as going and lolling on the beach with a bunch of sense enjoyers. So we can choose. It makes a very big difference. Kurat, he can think that, well, I'll go on the beach and I'll chant Hare Krishna. So I'll get the best of both worlds. But if we go to the beach, we won't get much encouragement to chant Hare Krishna. Of course, some of our devotees, they go and do Harinam Sankirtan to uplift the beach bugs or whatever they call them. The sunbathers, that's what they call them, sunbathers. They bathe in the sun. But if we go to join the people who are going for sense enjoyment on the beach, and we think, I also chant Hare Krishna, it won't work. Because some atmosphere or an association is favorable for cultivating Krishna consciousness, and other is just the opposite. So we can, all the instructions, they can be boiled, or Krishna himself summarizes them. Manmana, think of me. But there is more detail also. How are we to cultivate that always thinking of Krishna? We should consciously perform activities that are favorable for cultivating Krishna consciousness. And we should consciously avoid those which are detrimental for advancing our Krishna consciousness. Cultivate the sense that Krishna is our maintainer and our protector. We should cultivate a sense of humility, which is just the opposite of that of materialistic people. And we should Atmanikshepa, which means to literally to eagerly throw ourselves. Krishna, take me. So these are the six activities of Sharanagati. Constitute what it means to take shelter of Krishna. What does it mean to always think of Krishna? How can we cultivate that? By following the process of Sharanagati. Then within that we can expand it more also. What is this understanding, always thinking of Krishna? These Rupa Goswami has given in the Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu various activities which should be performed. One should worship Tulasi. One should hear Srimad Bhagavatam in association of devotees. These are some examples of things which are required. We should do these. These are activities favorable for cultivating Krishna consciousness. There are rules. Do not do this. Do not associate with materialistic people who are not interested in Krishna consciousness. A list of offenses to be avoided. Do not do these. So what is to be done? What is not to be done? This is described in Shastra. To guide the devotees so that they can develop the consciousness of always thinking of Krishna. Then in Bhagavad Gita and many other shastras, we find again lists of favorable qualities. Advaishta sarva bhutana maitra karuna evacha. For instance, in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says that the devotee is very dear to him who has no malice toward any living being, who is friendly and merciful to all. Who has no sense of possession. He's not greed, this is mine. He's not like that. One who is free from egoism. So there are many qualities which are mentioned in Shastra of saintly people. This is all, and there are many bad qualities of unsaintly people. It's also mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, many of these. Dambho, Darpo, Bhimanascha, Krodha, Parasham, Evacha, Agyana. The demons, their qualities are said to be pride, conceit, arrogance, anger, harshness, Trina. Ignorance. So these are qualities which we do not want to develop. So we see that in the modern age, often people are Or among demoniac people in any age, the bad qualities are considered good qualities. There's computer. So they are cultivating a sense of being the controller and the destroyer. I mean, it's in the mode of ignorance to inflict violence unnecessarily. And then to live in a dream world, that's also in the mode of ignorance. Like the video games, it's like super mode of ignorance. You're You have this zapping imaginary beings. Then what happens is they get fed up of zapping imaginary beings and they zap some human beings. So, yeah, among the criminals in the prison, there's a status, you know, the one who's like the nastiest murderer, and especially if you kill some policeman, that's your very high status inside the prison. And in the prison, if you punch out the guards and all that, you then you become more respected, respectable person. So this is an inversion of saintly qualities. So devotees, they should know what is to be done, what is not to be done, what qualities are to be cultivated, what are not. So this all comes within the category of performing activities which are favorable for cultivating Krishna consciousness and giving up those which are not favorable. And the essence is always to think of Krishna. So in two words, manmana, always think of me, Krishna says. And that is the essence. And that understanding can be expanded and is described in so many shastras. So we can talk many topics. Shrotavyadini Rajendra Nunang Santi Sahasrasha. The materialistic people, they have many, many topics to discuss. And in Krishna consciousness, we also have many subjects to discuss. But actually the subject is one. The subject is always think of Krishna. But we may discuss so many topics of Krishna because Krishna is unlimited. We can discuss topics of Krishna in Mahabharata, how he always protects his devotees, how Draupadi, she accepted Krishna as her protector, Krishna protected her. Once Krishna had cut his finger and Draupadi took a little from her sari cloth and tied it up, and then Krishna thought, that, oh, she gave me some cloth. Now I have to provide. Now she needs, when I needed it, she gave me some cloth. Now she needs cloth, and Krishna gave her unlimited cloth. So it's actually a very good deal for the jiva, if we're thinking in terms of profit and loss. It's a very good deal to make friends with Krishna. If we surrender to Krishna, it's a good investment, and we won't get cheated, as usually happens. As usually devotees, they're starting a business and they're going to make lots of money, and then you see them after a year and, are you a millionaire? Yes, 1 million in debt. Anyone who's been around in this movement sometime knows at least 10 or 12 devotees. So they're going to make $1 million for Krishna and then they end up washing pots for the rest of their life to pay off their debts. Anyway, never mind. It was a good idea. It was a nice idea. It was a nice idea, no doubt. But if we make friends with Krishna, then it's a very good deal. Prabhupada used to quote his father that Krishna, God has 10 hands and we only have 2. So if God wants to take away from you, what can you do? And if he wants to give you, how much can you take? So even materially, if we take shelter of Krishna, it's a very good deal. Awesome. Many people still have faith in that. They go to Tirupati and they give lots of money with the faith that I'll get lots more back. And they do. There you go. It works. People have the faith and it seems to, because people keep on giving their money and they tell that, oh, my business has expanded, this, that, the other. And according to Indian law, you can do that. You can make the deity of the partner in your business. So you make a deal that he's... you give him 50% of the profit or whatever. And many people do that and their business flourishes. It's a good business deal. Of course, devotees who are trained in the line of Shukadev Goswami, they're not trying to do a business deal with Krishna. What was Shukadev Goswami going to take from Krishna? Even if Krishna offered him a kopin, he wouldn't take it. That was akinchana. Nothing, he had nothing in this world. Not because he lost his money in a business deal. From the very beginning, no interest in anything in this world. He didn't even want to be famous as a great speaker, even though he was potentially a great speaker. Village women and children were making fun of him. He didn't care at all. But when he found someone who was interested to hear about Krishna, he sat down. Have 7 days to live? You want to hear about Krishna? Okay, let's go. No stopping for eating, drinking, nothing. And then 7 days finished. Okay, it's time for Parikshit to die. And then Shukadev just left. You'll find it's described about, they go through the whole 12 cantos, and then in the 12th canto of Bhagavatam it said, and Shukadev Goswami finished what he said, and he left. And that was it. There's no big drama about he got up, and just he left.
Jednostavno pročitali svih 12 pjevanja Bhagavatama i na kraju Shukadev je završio što je htio reći, ustao je i otišao. Nema drame oko njegovog odlaska.
Parikshit thought, oh well, it's okay. Now it's time for the bird to come and bite me. And the bird came and bit him, and he burned, and that was it. And he went to Krishna.
So, to je to.
This is our parampara. We have to follow in the footsteps of Shukadev and Parikshit. And that might seem very difficult for us even to relate to that, because it was a long time ago, and we never saw any snake birds. We didn't see any wandering naked sadhus either. You do see them occasionally in India, but they don't speak Srimad Bhagavatam. But we saw the example of Srila Prabhupada, who was completely detached from this world, Padma Patrimivamrasa, living in this world with no attachment to it. And he always taught us that what I'm doing, you do. Live in the world and don't be part of it. Think of Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada showed how to do that. He lived among us. He ate, he slept, we saw him. But his life was fully dedicated to Krishna. So these are the examples we have to follow. As best as we can. We are weak beings, no doubt. Physically, mentally, spiritually, we're very weak.
Slabi.
Seems that almost every devotee nowadays, even if young and the body looks strong, but it's like a plastic doll in a window or something, in the shop window. There's no actual life there. And just even to get up in the morning, it's just like a great strain for many. But at least during this festival, let's rise early. It's very favorable for devotional service. Hear and chant about Krishna. Otherwise, what's the point? Looks like the gods have found out our camp's about to begin. Traditional rain, cold, and mud is about to manifest. So that's good. And then this becomes the most comfortable place if you're living in a tent. The temple room becomes the best shelter. So thank you, Indra Dev. And please come early in the morning. This, some camps, I just don't see the point of going all the way to a camp of Krishna consciousness and then just not getting up in the morning. It doesn't make any sense. It's the best time of day. So generally here at Lika we find the devotees are up early in the morning. Our mothers who are actual mothers in the sense that they have young children, they have something of an excuse. But if you can come also, that's also very good. Every morning, if you can rise early. You know Ranga Krishna in Chennai? Do you remember his kids they used to bring? Every morning to Mangaladi, they bring their kids from the first. They spend their first few years of their life, every morning they'd be there. I don't know, like 3-month-old baby, they'd be there. They spend every morning of their childhood there at Mangaladi because their parents... So that's an auspicious start to the day, it's an auspicious start to the life. So let's keep the spirits up as all the tourists become disappointed in the rain. But we shall keep happy by hearing and chanting about Krishna. And let's remain focused on that, as we always do at this camp. Let's keep this tradition going. We'll stick to the topic. We should remain within topics connected to Krishna and closely connected to Krishna. I mean, anything could be somehow or other connected to Krishna. We'll follow Srila Prabhupada's example.
Pardon.
And the discussions should be about Krishna, Krishna consciousness. Because we, you know, we don't have much time. Our life is ticking away. Ayusha kshana ekopi na labhya swarna koti bhi. Bring millions of gold coins and 1 second of our life which is gone, we cannot buy it back. Ayo hariti vai pungsan udyan astan chayana so tasyate katitohi. Tasyate? What's the next line? Yakshano nita uttama shloka vartaya. With every rising and setting of the sun, the duration of life is being robbed except for persons who utilize their time for hearing and chanting about Krishna. So that is our subject. Hare Krishna. Any questions, comments? Expecting more devotees to come. Time for the next few days. Devotees have come from Croatia, Serbia, Bosnia, Slovenia, Republic, Germany, India, America, Italy, England. Yeah, that's true. Anywhere else? Slovakia. So it's the international festival in this village here. So what programs do we have? Hearing and chanting. We have kids camp. Public day, all the local villagers come to meet the devotees. Prabhupada night. Night. Hare Krishna. Manina Prabhu, what are you thinking about speaking about this time? Any idea? Who is me? I just spoke about that in Rijeka on Sunday evening. You can speak about it. You'll speak about it on a different perspective, no doubt. Yeah, who I was speaking in terms, we define ourselves in terms of our nationality and like this. We really think it's me, but it really isn't. Anyway, you speak. I'm sure you'll do it in a more entertaining way than I did.
I was a
little nasty, wasn't it? It was a bit intense. Entertaining, not entertaining, the point should come across. Who am I? First